internet control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. KI4DOS, go ahead with your announcement, please.
Can you please put a number one on this for a piece of traffic tonight? The arrangements for AK grade, W4AKG, is on the Robinson Funeral Home webpage. If you'll just type in Robinson Funeral Home and easily. Then go to the tab that says obituaries. And AK's obituary is there, and it gives all the information about the services coming up this Saturday, the 11th. Just thought I'd bring that to the net.
KN4HTP, thank you for that announcement, Gary. So, your signal's coming through a little bit faint, so if I'm going to relay what I heard, and if I have make any misinformation, please correct me. So AK has passed away. His funeral is this Saturday. For details, go online to Robinson Funeral Home in Easley. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Your signal was much better through my radio that time. Does anyone have any questions for Gary? All right. Thank you, Gary. Please remember AK's family in your thoughts and prayers. At this time, I will begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Please give your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. We have 17 early check-ins. I'm going to make that 18 and include Gary, KI4DOS, in this check-in, although you're not an early check-in. So, anyway, I would like to recognize W2MJB. That is my husband, Mark. In the he's in the other room, but help me set up the radio tonight, get me up to speed. Next, I would like to recognize Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest. W4FCM and N4IEI. Next up is Chris from Rock Hill, KO4RUR. And then Jim, Omen Pelzer, KW4TS. I have Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Mr. Pat in Malden, K4OSH. Jerry in Anderson, N4DJC. John, checking in from Belton, KJ4HKC. Mr. Fred and Miss Mary, checking in from Piedmont, K4RM and N4MRY. Mel, checking in from Prosperity, K4 XMR. Ben, checking in from Piedmont, KO4 RIM. Bill from Anderson, KC4W. Robert from Easley, AA4 RM. And Patrick from Penrose, KO4 HKX. I appreciate everybody taking advantage of that early check-in process when you can't check in over the radio. All right, at this time we'll go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4HTP.
TP, KF4DOS again. Just go ahead and check in Joey, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Mark, and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Gary, for reminding me to check in Miss Joy. Please say hello to her, K3JOY. All right, we'll give another opportunity here to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via EchoLink, easily in and out.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for checking in tonight, Landon. KG4WNP, Landon in Easley. Good to hear your voice on the radio. All right, I'll give an opportunity here for any new hams that would like to check in. Anyone who's new to the hobby or new call sign would like to check in at the beginning, that would be great. If you're a little uncomfortable checking in at this point, just come on the radio and say net control and I'll walk you through the process. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us up to the radio frequency groups, and this being Thursday night, we'll start with Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. To check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. In Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all in that.
4HTP.
4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. This is Anna, and I'm in Campobello. And please also check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And we will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks so much for calling the net tonight, Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Lyman, WN4S. Then I'd like to welcome Miss Anna, checking in from Campobello, KO4RYP. And she brings along her husband, Chad, KO4NUE. Thank you for checking in tonight. It's good to hear you on the radio. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call net control to check in.
Hotel Foxtrot, Keaton, Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out.
November 4, Uniform Zulu, N4UZ. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, AF4ET. That's my wife Nancy. We're down here in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative in 7-3.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Columbus, KE4ZHF. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Mike, checking in from Gray Court, N4UZ. And Mike brings along Miss Nancy, AF4ET. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Nancy. Thank you for checking in tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Uniform through Zulu, Uniform Through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. In Kilo, November 4, Victor 50 Alpha, Steve and Inman. Negative, negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Steve, KN4VWA. And Steve, I have you down as Easley, but I'm not sure. I was a little distracted when you called in. So can you recheck, please?
Recheck, KN4VWA, that's Inman, South Carolina, the big metropolis. Y'all come visit sometime, you hear? Everyone have a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Steve. I wrote Inman first, and then I thought, no, I'm just in the habit of Steve from Inman, and then I thought, he must have said Easley. So I'm messing with myself here, but thank you for that recheck. All right, we'll give a shout-out here, Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. Name Wendy, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KN4HTP. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey. W4CTW, this is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Wendy.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HTP. Check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4. BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For HTP. Could you please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be 73s, no traffic, no comment, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
For HTP, K1CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we're located in Pickens, negative and negative, and good evening to all.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, checking in from Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rick, and please pass our greetings along to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. Next, I'd like to welcome Tyler, checking in from Taylor's, W4CTW. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tyler. Next, I'd like to recognize Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Dave, and thank you for the extra work you put in to as the net manager for this net. Next, I'd like to welcome Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Kurt. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. I hope you're having a good evening out your direction. Next up, I'd like to welcome Roland from Pickens, K1CJW. Thank you for checking in tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Alpha Through Delta. Alpha through Delta that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I'll stick around a little while tonight, Wendy.
Control. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Mobile Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative, over.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Harry, and I have you down for some rag chew later on. Next, I'd like to welcome Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. W4FHJ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Gene. Is there anyone else in the group at this time? Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. All right. I will go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
If you will, please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO 4, ISG, Dane. I'm over here in Gastown, North Carolina. 73 Golf, good night and good night.
For HTP. Allow me to say that it's a real treat to hear you call the net again tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4HTP. KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4. Kilo Yankee India. Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
4HTP. Check in Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. The name is David. I'm mobile in Silver Street. No traffic, no comment. 73.
HTP. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI on HT. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. James. Next up, I'd like to welcome Danny, checking in from Gastonia, KO4ISG. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Hope you're having a good evening up your direction, Larry. Next, I'd like to welcome Tom, checking in from downtown Greenville, KF4KYI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tom. Next, I'd like to recognize Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. thank you for joining us tonight. Then I'd like to check in my friend John from Brown Summit by text relay, KN4RJN. Next, I'd like to welcome David, who is mobile in Silver Streak, KO4EYV. Thank you for joining us tonight, David. Hope you travel safely. Then I'd like to welcome Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. It's always good to hear you on the radio, Mr. Andy. Thank you for joining us. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group India through Lima. India through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville, and also my wife, Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, and her name is Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Wendy. Hope you're doing well.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am back on the mobile tonight in Piedmont. 73 to you, Wendy, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Melvin, checking in from Anderson, W4MHE. And he brings along his wife, Miss Pam, KZ4PAM. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Melvin, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Pam. Next, I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in, mobile in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Fred, and hope you have a good evening. All right, well, I'll go ahead and open it up this time to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Recheck.
Recheck.
Yeah, Wendy, this is W4MHE Melvin. My QTH is Hendersonville, North Carolina, not Anderson, QSL.
Thank you, Mr. Melvin. Hendersonville. That's a lot of letters to write out in a hurry. But I got it correctly in my log, so thank you for that recheck. All right, we'll give an opportunity here for anyone that I've missed, anyone that would like to check in, all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control. India 4 Delta Tango Yankee KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
KN4HTP. KN4NUU. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 November Uniform. Robert in Arch, North Carolina.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Daniel, checking in from Taylor, KI4DTY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Daniel. And next up, I'd like to welcome Robert, checking in from Arden, WB4NUU. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right, is there anyone else in the group? Well, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. And all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net, and we'll have another stop later on for check-in. All right, at this time, I'd like to see how Harry's doing. KC4EVN, what's the weather like up your direction?
4HTP, KC4ECN, somewhere between wonderful and awesome, I think, Wendy. Once we got through that little cold front that moved through, I think, yesterday afternoon and maybe sometime this morning, it's supposed to be really nice this weekend. I was just wondering how you folks fared with the rain the last couple of days.
KN4HTP, KC4EVN. We have the weather, I agree, it is wonderful right now. I was out before the net checking out the stars. I had a little bit of clouds. A cloudy section of sky was blocking out the moon, which I was hoping to see because the moon was quite close to a planet. Can't remember the planet right now. But anyway, I was able to spot what I saw with Mars, but turned out to be Antares' star, because Mars is already set. Anyway, I'm learning the sky slowly. But it was really nice out there. Not too hot, not too cold. My neighbors don't have their outdoor lights on yet, so it was easy to see the sky that wasn't being blocked by the clouds, and it was very pleasant to be out there for a while. We in Simpsonville, we got a touch of rain, but not much, although fabulous display of lightning, I have to say. Lots of flashing in the sky, although it seemed to be pretty high. And, you know, I didn't get to see the strike so much as just the flashes. Did you get that lightning storm, too, a couple of days ago?
N4HTC, KC4EZN. No, we got a 15-second shower. The Washington weather they were talking about down east of us, or down Marion and that area, Rutherfordton, down that part, they were getting a lot of rain, and about when they were talking about that, I could hear on the skylight in our living room, it sounded like somebody was throwing rocks at it, and it went away, and that was it. That was all we got, which I was kind of grateful for. We've got a Tropical Storm Fred laid a great big oak tree down in my yard, and the good thing is it's in the yard and not on the house. The bad thing is I've got firewood for probably the next 4 or 5 years once I get out and get able to work it up. I've had cataract surgery, which I don't know if Walt, I haven't heard Walt check in tonight. I know he's working his way towards that, and I have been absolutely amazed, blown out of the water, or whatever hyperbole you want to put on it, at how much better I can see. I had it, this was done last Thursday, was when they did the second eye, and I went today for my follow-up, and the doctor was real pleased with how things were working, and we've got the rest of this month putting it's prednisone drops in the eye for inflammation. And then we'll talk about whether we need glasses or not, but I have basically quit wearing my glasses for driving, and I purchased a pair of just reading glasses at the drugstore today. When you get anything closer than about my arm's length, then things begin to get a little bit fuzzy, and if you magnify them, and that's all these glasses do, that I can read them, and I have just been amazed at what I can see. I've worn glasses for probably the last 65 years, and like I say, I've just been really amazed at the difference this cataract surgery has done. But with that, we'll turn it back. We'll pass it back in your court, Wendy. I said it's good to hear you folks. Some of you didn't get washed out because I couldn't tell from the weather report exactly who got the heavy rain. Here in Candler, we didn't get any, but if you were down Old Fort Marion, you got a bunch. KN4HTP, KC4EZM.
Well, it's nice to hear that things are going smoothly for your eyes. I was a young person to get cataract surgery myself a couple of years ago, and I'm with you. It was just amazing how you know, after going with, I wore glasses since like third grade, so wearing glasses my entire life, and they were able to just, it you know, it felt like a miracle to be able to see without glasses, you know, wait till I'm 50 and finally get my eyes fixed. But it, I'm with you. It's just amazing. You really can't describe it, can you? Having been, you know, visually impaired for so long, and then suddenly you can see and you don't need anything. It's just amazing. And, I'm really happy there's so many people in the world who have good eyes from the get-go. And I'm also happy that these options are available to us when we finally get around to doing them, at least in my case, fix my eyes so I can see without glasses. But you're right, it is incredible. We got a brief bit of rain too with that lightning, but it wasn't much. It was quick and hard, but it wasn't somebody used a fun expression the other day, a frog strangler. It was not a frog strangler.
Got you, Wendy.
Oh yeah. It's such a polite repeater usually. Doesn't interrupt me, but I guess he got me that time. Anyway, so you have any plans for camping this fall?
For HTV, KC4EZN. No, we're sequestered ourselves. We're gonna go down to Charleston towards the end of this month and spend a week with our daughter and her husband and two of the grandchildren, and they live in California. So we have been sort of being a little bit careful about a whole lot of going out. We haven't totally locked ourselves down, but going to the grocery store, doctor's appointments, and the things that you normally do, we've been, we do that and make sure we wear a mask and that sort of thing. But as far as seeking out a crowd of folks, we're not doing that at least until we get back from visiting our grandchildren. We haven't seen those folks in 2 years, and son-in-law had a business meeting in New Orleans, which was canceled, and he took that opportunity to rent a condominium and down in Charleston, and so that's still on. So we've been sort of protecting ourselves for that, and then with this eye surgery, I did not want to cancel any of that. This particular surgeon had to wait a month and a half to get him, and he's one of the better ones, so I didn't want to mess with any of that. So we've just been kind of laying low and being quiet, and then it's been a little bit frustrating. That tree laying in the yard, I could have been working on it, cutting it up into firewood, except the doctor said don't lift anything over 25 pounds and don't do anything that creates a lot of dust, like mowing your yard. So I've got some catching up to do in the next week or so, but I've also enjoyed it. It took down my main antenna, and it's been an interesting experience there, because that tree landed on one half of it, and it bent the pole that I had attached to the chimney down against the roof. So half the antenna is still up in the tree where I put it. The other half is laying on the roof and hangs over the edge of the house and touches the ground somewhere. And I think it actually works better than it did before, which is a little bit discouraging. I was looking in my log, and I've worked some stations in Europe with that antenna, and I call it a ground-terminated dipole, because one end of it's laying under that tree. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4ECN. We've just been having more fun than we can stand here lately.
KN4HTP. Well, you know that tree is not going to go anywhere without you, so leave it there as long as you can. Go have fun with the grandkids, and it's too bad about your antenna. But, it's odd that it works just as well where it is than as it did before. So who knows. But anyway, thanks for sticking around for RAG 2, Mr. Harry. I appreciate it. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I want to check and see if I've missed anyone for any comments or for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in or comment, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I don't know who our usual Friday night person is, but we will be running the net again tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, and it would be great for you to check in. This net runs every night of the year at 9 o'clock. At this time, I am going to submit my net report electronically, and I'll break a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results, so hold on. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everybody.